Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, family. It's a brand new day, and I'm so glad you've tuned in to the Winning Everyday podcast. Wherever you are listening from, in your car, at home, or maybe you are at work, I want you to know this. Today is another opportunity to live in God's goodness, His joy, and His grace. Today's topic is the beauty of forgiveness, freedom through grace. I promise you, this message will bless your heart and set you free in ways you may not have imagined. Our Bible text is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, which says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Some years ago, I read about a man named Louis Zamperini, a World War II veteran and Olympic runner, whose life was turned upside down after being captured during the war. He was brutally treated in a Japanese prison camp, especially by one guard who seemed to take pleasure in humiliating him. When the war ended and Louis returned home, he was filled with bitterness and anger. He dreamed of finding that guard and making him pay, but the anger ate him up inside. He began drinking heavily, his marriage suffered, and his joy was gone. Then, one night, he attended a Billy Graham crusade. As the message of Jesus' forgiveness was preached, Louis realized that God had forgiven him of so much, and if he truly wanted to be free, he had to forgive too. In an instant, the hate and bitterness that had been poisoning his soul melted away. Later, he even traveled back to Japan to meet and forgive his former captors. His testimony is a living reminder. Forgiveness doesn't just release the other person. It releases you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Let me ask you this morning, who are you holding in the prison of unforgiveness? A friend who betrayed you? A parent who hurt you? A business partner who cheated you? You see, forgiveness is not saying, "What they did was okay." No, it's saying, "I refuse to let their offense control my heart any longer." The truth is, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. But forgiveness is like opening the cell door and realizing the prisoner was you all along. And here's the beautiful part. When we forgive, we step into the same grace God extended to us. Romans 5 verse 8 reminds us, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." If God could forgive us before we ever said sorry, who are we to withhold forgiveness from others? Maybe you're thinking, "But you don't know what they did to me." You're right, I don't. But God does. And He promises in Psalm 147 verse 3 that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. When you forgive, you hand your pain over to the one who can heal it. And you stop letting that hurt define you. You become free, free to love, free to laugh, free to live again. Take a moment right now to reflect. Who comes to your mind when we talk about forgiveness? Is there a conversation you've been avoiding? A name that stirs up anger in your heart? Forgiveness might not change what happened, but it will change you. Today, make a decision to release that person to God. Pray for them, not because they deserve it, but because you deserve peace. You can even write their name down and say, "Lord, I choose to forgive them. I let go of this hurt, and I receive your healing." As you go today, say this with me. "Today, I choose to walk in freedom. I forgive as Christ forgave me. My heart is light, my spirit is free, and my day is filled with peace, joy, and grace. I am winning every day through the love of God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the grace you've shown us through Christ. Today, we choose to forgive those who have hurt us. Heal every wounded heart listening right now. Replace bitterness with peace, anger with joy, and hurt with hope. We commit our day into your loving hands. Guide us, protect us, and let us be shining lights of your love wherever we go. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone. You never know whose heart might be set free through it. And remember, no matter what comes your way today, you are winning. Every single day. Stay blessed.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.